You're listening to the podcast of East River Park Christian Church. If you'd like to find out more information about the church or donate to this ministry, please visit us at eastriverpark.church. We pray that this is an encouragement to you as you grow in Christ through the local church.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the PK Catechism with Jason and my son,
Judah.
Here we are. It's been a minute since we've recorded one. We missed last week. And I said we can't let this week go without doing one because we've been on a roll. This is week 41 and we don't want to quit. Okay, we got to finish the whole thing. So are you ready for this, Judah? Come on up here, babe.
Never mind. I forgot.
Okay. All right. So, question 41. We're using the New City Catechism, a free resource on your phone or tablet.
I got it on my tablet yet.
Yeah. I don't know if it's on a Kindle Fire tablet, but you can get it on your iPad. I know that. So,
Right now.
It is correct. So, but again, this is just a resource we're using. If you've got something that you're using, great, you keep that up. But question 41, are you ready, my man?
I already read it.
Okay, well, what is the Lord's Prayer? You're not sure? Do you think maybe that you need another cup of coffee this morning?
Kids don't drink coffee.
Oh, yeah? Do you need another bowl of cereal this morning?
No.
No? Did you like that cereal?
Yeah.
Yeah. Honey Nut Cheerios. Yep.
Good.
It was good. All right. Well, let me read the answer. What is the Lord's Prayer? You ready? Or do you want to read it?
It's a lot.
Okay, all right. How about you? You'll read the other part. Let's do this part. This is, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. There it is. So let's do the scripture. This is just the beginning of the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6:9. I bet you can read that. All right.
Pray then like this, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
Good job. So I got some questions about all of that. And really some questions about the Lord's Prayer. So, first question. What? You ready? What is, it says, give us today our daily bread. What is daily bread that he's talking about? If you pray to God for daily bread, what are you praying for?
Bread.
Bread? Like whole wheat or white bread or tortillas? What do you think?
Tortillas.
You think it's tortillas?
Tortillas are good. Tortillas are good.
Yeah. Well, I'd say, Judah, in some ways, you're right. We pray today that he would give us all that we need for today. So that could be food. That could just be spiritual energy, mental energy. Yep. Physical energy. That God provides everything that we need for today. Give us today our daily bread. We need him, his word. We need his word too. All right, well, there was a lot. How about this? What does it mean? It talked about being forgiven. What does it mean to be forgiven by God?
Can you say it again?
What does it mean to be forgiven by God? How does God forgive you?
By praying.
Yeah. What do you pray?
For forgiveness.
Okay. Of like what?
I know.
Do you ever do anything wrong?
Sometimes.
Like what? Can you remember last time?
No.
Yeah. You don't do too many things wrong, but I know that you do. Mm-hmm. Yep. I know that you do.
I did anything yesterday.
Yeah? You didn't do anything wrong yesterday? Well, when we ask God for forgiveness, we can pray and say, God, let's say, forgive me for lying. I wasn't telling the truth. God, forgive me for lying. And he forgives us. That's what the Bible would tell us. When he asks for forgiveness, when we ask for forgiveness, he forgives us. And there's a whole lot to that, but we'll just talk about that right now. Okay? All right. Then, if that's true, and it is, then why should we forgive others?
For their sins.
Huh?
For their sins?
For their sins, yeah. So, if God has forgiven us of so much, we should also work to forgive other people, you know. Do you ever have to forgive other people, Judah? Has anyone ever said, I'm sorry, Judah, to you?
Never remember of.
Not Ezra or Eliza? They've never said, Judah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. So, yeah. And you can say, well, I forgive you. Okay, because y'all don't always get along. It's usually just the twins, though, right?
Yeah, just the twins.
Were they fighting yesterday?
Well, Eliza did kick him.
Yeah, I got video of it. Do you want to see it later?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes! What about after the podcast?
After the podcast, we'll watch the UFC fight between your brother and sister.
WWE.
Oh, WWE. Okay. All right. What does it mean? Last difficult one. What does it mean to be tempted? Because the prayer was like, lead us not to temptation. So what does it mean to be tempted?
What is tempted?
This is a good one, Judah. Have you ever wanted to do something? Come on up here, bub. Have you ever wanted to do something that you knew you weren't supposed to do?
Wanted?
Yeah. You ever wanted to do something that you knew you weren't supposed to do?
No.
Judah.
No.
Have you ever been told, Judah, go brush your teeth, and you really didn't want to do that? Mm-hmm. How about that? Mm-hmm. No? Come on up here. We're being honest. Okay, so that feeling that you feel inside in that moment that says, how about I don't brush my teeth and then tell my parents that I did? That's a temptation to do something wrong. Or how about this one, Judah? I know you really like donuts.
Donuts?
Yeah, you like donuts. So, let's just say we said, hey, you eat two donuts, that's all you can eat, but there is four donuts. Wouldn't you, in your mind, say, ooh, I want to eat the four donuts?
No.
Yes, you will.
You will. I would want to, but I would only eat two.
Oh, okay. Well, you're such a good little boy, aren't you? You do no wrong, right?
Sometimes.
Okay, well, we did miss last week. It's the end of our spring break, okay?
Yes, well, we have.
But we did get to go to Jacksonville, Florida to see our baby niece, okay? See Chance and Sarah and the baby niece. So.
In Georgia.
In Georgia. The whole family down there. It was cool. So, my question to you, Judah. What was your favorite part of the Florida trip?
Seeing baby Hadley and swimming and everything.
Everything. Seeing your baby cousin in Georgia. You don't get to see Georgia often. We don't get to see any of them often, but
yeah, not a lot.
Yeah, you know what my favorite part was?
What?
Going to get ice cream every night.
That was fun too. It was good.
Yes, there was a wonderful ice cream place down the street from Chance and Sarah's house, and yep, and it was very reasonably priced. And what did you get most nights?
The strawberry ice cream twist and...
Did you ever get a milkshake? Oh, you got a root beer float too?
What was that?
Man, you're living the dream. What should we be praying for? Well, how about you pray for us, okay? Well, what can I pray for you?
Dad, I'm not the worst at soccer like basketball this season.
Okay, so when soccer starts, we're going to pray that soccer is a little bit better than basketball. I thought y'all did great in basketball.
Okay. Yelled at us 100 times.
You got yelled at 100 times a day. Yeah, you did get yelled at a lot, but y'all got better. So, hopefully your soccer team will be pretty good. All right, you ready?
Way better.
Let's pray. How about this? You know what's crazy? We just did the Lord's Prayer. Let's end with the Lord's Prayer. Here, let me pull it back up. You ready? You're going to pray it with me. So, we're going to do it together. We're going to say it at the same time. You ready? Come over here. You ready?
No.
Let's pray. Judah, come on, man. Here we go. I'm starting right here. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. High five. Big high five. 3, 2, 1.
Wait, you just
hit my arm. Oh, you did it again. All right, last one.
This one better be good.
Come on. Oh, that was a good one.
That hurt.